morning, Kev. Good morning, everyone. I'm down in Albury. Came down yesterday. Kevin, look, the weather's been magnificent, mate. As John would have just told you there, that really keen to have a look at the new track, and they've done so much work down here. Terrific field, mate. The championship qualifier should be an absolute cracker, and of course you've got the mile race there, race six. Some really good content, mate. So let's hope we've got all those winners.
Alright, well, let's get stuck into it then, John. The first of eight races comes up at 1:05 this afternoon. The man calling it for us is James Tate, by the way. He'll be giving us some thoughts later on this morning. Now, in race one here, you've got the scratchings of 12, 13 and 15. This maiden over 1,000 metres. Here's how the market looks. One Dock and Socks, $71. Number two, Graduate, opened $71 today. He's into 19. There's been something going on there. Three, Here's a Jolly Swagman at $21. Four, I'm Hers and Kolsch, 100-1. You've got $4 About Kevlar Kid, number five. Six, Star Forever, $41. Seven, Stormus, $19. Number eight, Short, $10 out to 12. The best fact is the fave here, nine, Dutiful. It's 280 into 250. Number 10, I'll tell you, is at 15. 11, Josie's Cruiser at 16. And 14, Homebird John is at $4.60.
Yeah, look, Kev, I'm with Homebird here. 14.953 for me. Homebird only had the one star. It was pretty well fancy down at Campbell. It was going back to October. Look, at this start, it made up a ton of ground late for Peak, and they ran very, very fast sectionals that day. The overall time and the sectionals were very quick. Pit Business Time won the race, which it could not have possibly won, given the circumstances, but I thought its effort to finish fourth was really good. So, look, first up to Matty Gale, got a good gate. From Canberra meeting yesterday, so I'm going to go with Homebird, but gee, Dutiful, she showed a fair bit of a potential at the trial. Was an open heat and it absolutely folded in. The only other run was in Canton behind Yadana. So, an average gate, I guess you'd say, from the 1,000, but they've only really got one gentle corner, so the speed it showed at the trial shouldn't be too much of an issue, and look, they look the main two. If Kevlar Kid produced his best, he read up Mr. Stardy, his first run at Swan Hill this preparation, but last comment, Vanilla and Wanda there, two reasonable performances there and an outside gate, and I thought the three probably best of the rest in the Jolly Swagman, also first up in the spell. So, mate, I made it 14.95 and 3.
All righty, 14 on top, race one there from John Scores. Race two is a three-year-old maiden. Over 1,175 metres, the scratchings are numbers 8, 15, 16 and 17. One Billabong Boy is $101. Two Blind Turns and Money there, 9.50 into 5.50 already for number two. Three Brian the Gun is 11 into 10, $41 about four Butler. Five Fox Like, 26 into 21. Six Gasworks is your favourite, 270 into 260 fixed odds, $23 about seven Mosh Vane. Nine Tycoon Dreaming at 10. 10 Corazon de Oro at $19. Money also here for number 11, Ligny. It opened $11 today, is now a $5 chance. 12 McPhee Lass at 10. Number 13, Strata Rosa at 34. And 14, Valores at 34. Another roughie is 18. It's Urgent at 101.
Yeah, I'm with the favourite this time, Kev. 6, 9, 11 and 12 for me, mate. I like the form of Gasworks. I thought also got a nice date. It's pretty important for this 11.75. 22 days since last race. The run at Yarra Valley was pretty good there at the 1,000, and Seymour was just beaten the run before that. So, look, as I mentioned, a good gate, Georgie Osborne and Nick Souquet. I'm going to go with Gasworks here. Look, 9 for me is the main danger, Tycoon Dreamy. I was pretty taken with her run. Well, you had to be taken with her run behind Lord Worry on debut. Look, she tried an okay tie to that, but she got back and made up some really good ground late in the piece, and gate one back on a home track. With the benefit of that experience, up to 11.75, I think she'd be right there somewhere late in the piece. Now, Lizzie, who beat her home last time, was on her best behaviour last time. She missed the start a few times, Lizzie, has been a good thing beating some pretty strong form line races, and I think she's really suited off a good gate stage. She brings that good behaviour to Albury from Wagga, and up to 11.75, I think she's going to be there somewhere. I threw Maxie Lapp in off a trial for Brett Cav, of course, by Maxie. And, look, first up in the spell, it's trial quite well. Well, the trials are pretty well indeed. So, 6, 9, 11 and 12 for me in the second, mate.
6 on top. All right, John, thank you. The third is a maiden. It's over 1,400, due at 2.15. And, again, it's another large field. The scratchings, though, are 10, 13, 9, Moonlight Duchess at 12, 11 First Rose at 15, $26 about number 12 mateship. San Severo here, there's been scratchings, but it's hundreds into $25, number 14, 15 Arthur Porrin at 51, and 16 Last Round at 34. So 320 about the number one here, Father's Delight.
Yeah, the Golden Tide will go head to head here. I've got a 1, 2, 3, 1, 6, 11 for me, Kev. Onwards is now or never. I thought it was only start, but more than a year ago, it was beyond oh so on there, ready above the gavel. It's pretty strong maiden, Kev. And look, it was a mile back that day in a 1300 metre race. So it's got a nice gate, first up for Danny Williams and Matty Carl. They're a great combination. And again, it was scratched from prior from the other day at Goulburn. So that's a good lead in itself. Obviously, Farmer's Delight, he was scratched from Goulburn as well. His trials at Bowsville and Goulburn have been terrific. Last time he trialled at Goulburn, he beat a horse called Only Choice. So you want to write that down in big bold letters with a text D. Stepping on the other day at Goulburn in a maiden was first class. But this one from gate two today, blinkers on, looks a big, they look the main two players, although not a bad effort last time from Six Our Lady Violet from a wide gate. The run first up with a beauty of Toro, and then I think back on his home track, blinkers first time and a better gate today. Throwing all his gates for sure, and I've got 11 first rows, which stopped really well last time in the race behind Ario Grande. So I think it'll repeat that. It could also race well here. 3-1-6-11 in race three, Kev.
Okay, 3-1-6-11 race four, the last leg of the early quarter over 1500. It's at 10-3 this afternoon. A field of 15, big fields here. Number 12 is the lone scratching from the field at this stage. Now, you fixed odds here, one Magic Archer. 420 up to 440. You've got two Drago, 23. Three more Ransom, 650. Four Prying, $13. Five Marcense, 34. Six Pastiche, 17. Seven Sun Wisp, 11 into 10. Eight I'm Peter, $7. $12 about nine, her name is Rio. Ten Shadow Wings is, in fact, $13 at open today, is now into $7.50, number 10. 11 Black Cartel at 26. 13 Emerald Ice at 14. 14 Hagi at 26, 15 Hunted at 61, and Sinister Sums, open $41 today, is an $11 chance. Some interesting flux there, but your favours up the top there, 440 Magic Archer.
Yeah, look, I think there's plenty of value to be had here, Kev. This is the hardest race of the day, race four. It's been a very, very open bike. Coming back to Brett Cav here with more Ransom first up at the 1500, 3761 for me. Look, all these runs are on the heavy resource, more Ransom. He's only started on a good. Was it Coral behind Baby Star at Carrick Corner? I think he just ran a place on his ability there. Got him up over a bit further than that. When he got into 1800, he won a Class 1 maiden race. Look, I think first up, he'll certainly have him ready to go with his cab. So I'm going to go with more Ransom on top here. She got good respect for Sun West, but it took her forever to break through. But how often you see it, Kev? They win a maiden and have backed it up with a terrific effort behind Red Deep last time. Was only just touched off the last little bit. So again, I thought favourably drawn. Carly Fader Hill in terrific form, and Wigo's got the spring really firing. So it's got to go with a 60 somewhere. Now, I mixed in with Pastiche. I think it needed the run first up beyond Little Harley. It wasn't a straight, even though it was 9-14. It was only just beaten 3.4 lengths there. And look, off a long wave, I think it'll definitely improve, and particularly getting up to this type of trip. If it can have some luck with the wide gate, it might well be the best value of the day. And the top weight, Magic Archer, look, never far off the action, but again, widely drawn. Rowdy Roy with this is in good form. He's got a great book of ride today, but this is the toughest of the day to trade for. 3761, Kev.
All right, John. The fifth is the first leg of the quaddy, a benchmark 60 over the mile. And the scratchings here, number 3 and 13, leaves us with 11 runners. Tab fixed. 1, Sir Otavio, 850. Number 2, Cross of Gold, 18. 4 All-Star, $5.50. 5 Ashtamina, $19. 6 Tulangi is at 14. Number 7 Bondo at $5, in from $5.50. 8 Arctic Grey, $11. Your favourite is number 9 Kiss in the Dark here for the Joseph Jones combo. It's a $4.20 chance, tab fixed, number 9. 10 Magic Pegasus, 8 into $7.50. 11 Shelbyville at $11, in from $26 today. So some specking early. And 12 Cheeky Rose, John at $13.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Kiss in the Dark, Kev. 9, 7, 4 and 10 for me, mate. She's got the right form, though, here, Kiss in the Dark. Those last two highway runs have both been really good. She's had a 22-day
$6. 5 into 460, about number 3, Deerham Park. Number 4, Sand Dune, $17. 5 last try wins at $6. 6, Nolberra Star, 5 into 480. Number 7, Hazen at 15. 8, Little Red Devil, $12. 9, Razzle Dazzle Rock, $11. 10, Overdue at 10. And 13, Willie White Sox at $41, John.
Yeah, it looked a pretty good race, this one, Kev. 3-6-1-10 for me. Kept coming back to Deerham Park. I just think that getting near third up to the mile, he last on the sort of the mile of water, going back to November, he bolted in that day. I know that was a class three, and these are probably pretty handy horses, but I just like the timing for him. Matty Carl goes off today, and from a nice middle gate, or probably just inside of a middle gate, I think he'll get a nice run and he'll take plenty of holding now. Look, 6 has got to go in there. Melbourne Star on a run at Canberra behind, Dan Edger was the one in the race. Going back to horse. The run before, should I say, behind Cool Cat Dance, that Canberra Cup Prelude. I thought it was an absolute beauty, yeah. Struck the heavy last time, but she's good in most conditions. And I just thought that the inside gate, it's a nice bit of cover. Right, the finish there. Well, the Cavalier, he's been terrific. He prefers it on top of the ground, as his record would tell you, but he's run on the heavy the other day at Warwick Farm. He was just at one of those small fields, Kev. He got stuck back inside. It wasn't really the place to be, but he didn't have many options on his late shin that day. Got a bit of weight to carry, but it's light down a little bit for Rachel Hunt's claim, and just fast wide, good gate for firm track. He's going to be there somewhere for sure. And I thought best for the rest, probably 10 overdue. He's been racing really well his last couple. And on his home track, you couldn't dismiss him either. But a good field, 3-6-1-10, mate.
3-6-1-10, the mile. Race 7 is the feature, of course. The country championships qualifier comes up at 4:40 over the 1400. The scratching is number 1, Lawton Joseph. So we have at this stage a field of 15 degree, the starter. Your tab fixed odds for the qualifier. 1, Lotaro, $21. 2, Lighthouse, $16. 3, Man of Peace, $8.50. Number 4, Challenge accepted here. It's $4.20 at this stage. The favourite tab fixed. 5, Class Clown, $34. 6, Delivered is 100-1. 7, Dynamic Concept at $41. Number 8, Firminal at $8.50. Number 9, Forever New York at $6.50. 10, Hussein Shout, $16. 12, Ruark at $12. 13, Didn't Even Kiss Me at $12. 14, Kindia, $31. 15, Levy Bank, $5. And 16, Supply Money at $51. So it's $4.20 challenge accepted. And it's $5 Levy Bank, John.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go 4, 3, 15 and 9 here, Kev. I'm going to stay with challenge accepted despite the wide gate. I've always been in the corner this horse. Some of his form has been terrific all throughout his lightest race career. His first up run was good at Wangaratta in an unsuitable type of race and course. At the Albury here, he had the 2 tries here. He ran second in the Guineas last time we saw him at this trip. He was on a heavy 10, but he's got some stack of depth to his form all the way through.
Choco Smile is race six, precedes the big one. It comes up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. As I mentioned, James Tate is calling for us at Albury this afternoon, and we'll get the thoughts of James a bit after midday today. On Sky Sports Radio at 24 past 10. Who's doing a chasing and pacing rewind from the harness racing this morning. He'll be looking at the heats of the Gold Crown last night at Bathurst, also touching on the heats of the Gold Tiara that happened Wednesday night at Bathurst. And Bernie Hewitt, who qualified too for the Gold Crown final, will be his guest. And then later in that half hour, we'll have our Greyhounds part of chasing and pacing rewind and focusing on the heats of the Group 3 Gold Cup at Wentworth Park last night. We had the Richmond Derby and the Richmond Oaks on Friday night, both at Group 2 level. So all of those to come. And then after 11 o'clock, we'll get stuck into our previews. Kilo Rourke gives us the best bets of the Canberra Greys. Courtney Rees looks at Cootamundra Harness Racing. Dean Lester running over Yarra Valley. Michael Maxworthy at the Sunshine Coast. Peter Ellis at Port Lincoln. All of that to come, along with a sports update from Langscale at tab.com.au. But some sad news this morning, just diverting a little bit from the racing. You might not have heard this. Rock and roll legend Chuck Berry has died at the age of 90. Chuck Berry influenced almost everybody that has been successful in rock and roll music. The Beatles, the Stones, AC/DC, Chuck Berry, they all cite him as a major influence. He was 90. He died over the weekend. Sweet Little 16, Maybelline, Roll Over Beethoven, Johnny B. Good, all of these classic songs. Chuck Berry passed away at the age of 90. And in light of what the Mighty Mayor Winks did yesterday, Sweet Little 16, Chuck Berry. Sounds a lot like Surfing USA, doesn't it? But that was Chuck Berry. Rest in peace, the great man Chuck Berry passed away at the age of 90. Sweet Little 16 on the weekend that the Mighty Mayor brought up her Sweet 16th. 29 past